This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. What a show we have for you today. We're going to continue our preview of all the teams in Major League Baseball. We're going to look at the Philadelphia Phillies today. Sheffield Shuffler is standing by, getting ready to join me in moments. I will also give my thoughts on the Phillies as well. And then it's the first day of March. My opinion, best month in the sports calendar because of the NCAA tournament. We're going to break that down plenty here on the show. Lucy Burge will join me later on as well, and then we'll give out some best bets for the day. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have, it can be in baseball, it can be in college hoops, NBA, whatever you want, PGA Tour going on. Let me know, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter at the BetQL app. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. Joining me on the Glasser guest line is the Sheffield Shuffler. And any Phillies questions for the Sheffield Shuffler, let us know. You can go to Twitch or YouTube, or you can go to Twitter as well. Sheffield Shuffler, great to have you on, man. Really excited to talk about the Phillies with you. We had our good friend Rob Brown on the show yesterday talking about the Braves, who are favored to win the NL East. Obviously won 104 games last year, but the Phillies are really intriguing. When you look at that NL East division this year, it seems like it's going to be the Braves, the Phillies, and everybody else. Is that the way that you kind of see this division playing out, and do you think that the Phillies at +325 could be worth a bet?
So I personally wouldn't bet that, right? There's great value on it, right? +325, it looks good, but the Braves to win the AL East, they've won the NL East the last 6 years in a row. This is their division, right? Their offense is off the charts. Last season, they had the best average OPS, runs, hits, and more home runs than anybody else in baseball, right? So I personally took the Braves to have the best record in baseball at +270. I saw there was some value there with, you know, kind of Ohtani's health up in the air. Moto, you know, hasn't thrown really a pitch in regular season MLB play. Phillies are trending in, though, right? They had 82 wins in 2021, 87 wins in 2022, 90 wins last season. So there's definitely value there, especially when you take, you know, you don't want to take health for granted, because anything can happen during the 162. But for me, I will not be placing my hard-earned money on that one. I like sneaking into the playoffs, personally. We can get into a little bit of why after that, but I don't care about the division. Nobody gets a ring, and that's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of tend to agree with you. I think the Braves probably win the division, and your point about, you know, winning the division really means nothing. Ask the Dodgers, ask the Braves how that's going for them the last couple years. You mentioned that you like the Phillies sneaking in to the playoffs. They're +700 to win the National League this year. In the last couple years, as you know, they have snuck into the playoffs, and they've done damage in the playoffs as well. Made the World Series a couple years ago, made the NLCS. The Dodgers are the favorites in the NL, the Braves behind them, and then the Phillies at +700. Peter, it feels like to me the Phillies are kind of the team to beat in the National League because they've been there the last couple years. What are your thoughts on the NL?
I guess I'm just surprised at this number, right? I've seen it as high as plus 800. That's terrific value. I think maybe it should be closer to 500, I would think, for those exact reasons that you said. They've been there. They're proven. But what people don't talk about, like we were saying, is the negative effects of not playing in the wild card series. As you know, as an Orioles fan, you guys had the number one seed, did it in the wild card. By the Rangers in the ALDS. Dodgers, number two seed, didn't play in the wild card, got bounced by the Diamondbacks in the NLDS, and then bounced by the Padres in 2022 in the same series. Braves, number one seed, didn't play in the wild card, bounced by the Phillies for the second year in a row in the NLDS. So I really think that there is a disadvantage to not playing in that wild card series. If I'm playing my best baseball at the end of the season where your team should be, I don't want to sit. I want to play. I want to be playing. I want to have games be meaningful and keep that momentum going. 100, man. I mean, that looks like a great return, especially for a team like you mentioned who've been there, who's proven, and who's, you know, likely to be there again.
Why do you think the Phillies have been so good in the postseason the last couple years? Why have they been able to turn that switch on when teams like the Braves and the Dodgers haven't been able to do that?
I think it's just construction of lineup. You just build your lineup to produce in the postseason. You go out and get Trey Turner. The addition of, you know, a couple years ago, Schwarber and Castellanos. You have MVP Bryce Harper. Lineup is just good from top to bottom. Bryson Stott, I think he could be a top five second baseman this year. All those factors really just kind of, it's just a good construction of a postseason lineup. All these guys can mash. So I think it's just coming together, gelling. And one thing that you can't really quantify is vibes, right? People talk about vibes and stuff like that. And here in Philly, you know, Garrett Stubbs is our chief vibes officer, right? He's got a playlist and the team is just like, just kind of together. I think there's just something that's real about that. And I don't know, you can't quantify it, but when a team has it, I think you can see it.
If you would have to say, maybe point to one or two things heading into the season that's your biggest concern with the Phillies for this upcoming year, what would it be?
So I don't care about regular season, right? We mentioned that before. Staying healthy, right? And make the playoffs. You can't take health for granted. Anything could happen in 162, like we said. But staying healthy, making the playoffs is the biggest key. My concern, locking down a closer, right? We had Kimbrel that we mentioned before this, and they didn't look good. I am not a fan of closer by committee. Okay, so they have Jose Alvarado, Jeff Hoffman, and Orion Kerkering. Great options. I'm not a fan of, you know, if you want to go out and have someone win that position by June, that's great, but there's got to be a guy, right? Those are all good options. They brought up Orion Kerkering for three games. Okay, and then they threw him into the biggest innings of his life in the postseason. So that to me, you trust this guy. I see Orion Kerkering as the Phillies closer over the next, you know, maybe next year, this year, whatever. You believe in that guy? I want him to see him make the opening day roster. I want him to start pitching right away, knowing that that's going to be your guy moving forward. So locking down a closer, not blowing leads in the seventh inning is crucial once you get to the postseason.
Talking with the Sheffield Shuffler here on Send It In, and I was looking at the futures market in the National League. I thought it was really interesting that there were a couple of bets with some Phillies players at 22-1. You could take Trey Turner, NL MVP, at 22-1, or Aaron Nola to win Cy Young at 22-1 after signing that big extension in the offseason. If you had to make a bet on either one of those guys, Turner for MVP or Nola for Cy Young, which guy would you bet at 22-1?
I mean, honestly, I don't like either one of those. But, I mean, I understand, yeah, 22-1. You know, Nola finished third in Cy Young in 2018. That was his only year. He was an all-star. This is going to be his 10th season, so I'm not crazy about that. I see him more of a postseason horse than regular season. So if I had to choose, I would take Trey Turner. Trey Turner obviously struggled early last season, but then had a really impressive resurgence in the second half. He hit 333 in August, 300 in September. So that resurgence, if he can kind of replicate that for an entire season and not just the second half, I would see some value in there. But you need a lot to go right. You got Acuna, Tatis, Harper, Freeman, Olsen. I mean, there's a line of guys in front of them. You need a lot to go right. But if I had to choose, I'll give it to Trey.
Sheffield Shuffler, we're getting a comment here from our guy in the chat, Moist Cupcakes 11. Philadelphia teams always let down their fans in the playoffs, but the Phillies have had the Braves' number in the postseason. Which brings me to my final question for you. The Philadelphia Phillies win the World Series this year if what happens?
If their nine hitter doesn't have a .03 average and go 4-for-43 at the plate, you can't let Johan Rojas bleed out. Every single become a free out, right? And they address that with the addition of Whit Merrifield. Whit Merrifield, solid player, right? I think he's going to play a bigger role than people anticipate. We understand he's not going to be an everyday second baseman or left fielder, but he's going to play a large role, especially when that postseason comes. And if Rojas struggles like he did, that's going to be someone that you could put in. Also, Castellanos, Bohm, Schwarber, Harper, all of them disappeared the final two games of the NLCS. You can't have that happen. Again, closing out games, not losing lead in the seventh inning. Run it back. I'm perfectly fine. Team, obviously, it didn't end the way you wanted to. You had a series lead. You blew the last two games. But run it back. Those 1-5 hitters are going to show up in October when it counts. Let's see it happen.
You can follow him on X at the Sheffield Shuff, the Sheffield Shuffler. Talking some Philadelphia Phillies here on Sending In. Great meeting you. Thanks for the insight, and good luck to the Phillies this season.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
All right, great stuff there, the Sheffield Shuffler. Now, my thoughts on the Philadelphia Phillies heading in to this upcoming season. I think the Sheffield Shuffler laid it out great. This team really isn't built for the regular season, and they've kind of proven that the regular season really doesn't matter to them. It's all about the playoffs. The Braves won 104 games last year. They had a historically great lineup. They lost to the Phillies in four games in the NLDS. And the Dodgers, as talented as the Dodgers are, as great as that lineup is, as much money as they spent, I still trust the Phillies more than either of those teams. Now, on the show yesterday, I said I would pick the Braves to win the National League. I think the Braves are going to win the World Series. I think it's their year. I think they've learned the last couple years. There's no doubt in my mind that they're probably going to have to face the Phillies at some point in the postseason and finally get over that hurdle, but I think they do this year. What's going to be interesting about the Phillies, they come into this season healthy, right? Bryce is going to be healthy. Trey Turner should carry some of that momentum in the second half of the season that he did at the start of this season. They re-signed their guy, Aaron Nola. Going to have a great 1-2 punch with Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. Thought the Sheffield Shuffler laid it out really nicely, though. The closer is going to be really interesting for them. They got a lot of nice young arms, a lot of nice veteran arms. But Craig Kimbrell was the closer for them last year. They knew that regardless of who was going to get outs in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning, Kimbrell would be the guy in the 9th. Alvarado is going to be the closer this year, but are they going to do a kind of closer by committee type thing? I don't always love that for teams. That could be something to watch. I do think the Phillies are worth a bet at plus 700 to win the National League, even though the Braves are my pick. I think the Dodgers and the Braves have to go through the Phillies. The Phillies made the World Series 2 years ago. They made the NLCS last year. The Braves and the Dodgers haven't gotten to those points the last couple years. So I think the Phillies at plus 700 could be worth the bet. I'd go over the win total at 89.5 for what I just mentioned. Their lineup is healthy. They're deep with the addition of Whit Merrifield is going to help them at the infield positions, can play some outfield as well. And re-signing Aaron Nola gives their starting rotation depth. Now you can go Wheeler 1, Nola 2, Ranger Suarez 3, Taiwan Walker 4. I think the Phillies are going to win 90-plus games, so I like the over win total there. I also like their longest win streak over 7.5 wins. I think the Phillies, man, when they get hot, they get hot. It might not be in April, May, or June, but in July or August, this team could rattle off like 9, 10, 12 wins in a row. I like their over 7.5 wins for the longest win streak. And then NL MVP, Sheffield Shuffler said he didn't like it, but I do like Trey Turner at 22-1. I brought up this point earlier in the week. I think right now when handicapping the NL MVP, AL MVP market, we got to look at these guys that are great hitters that also have speed. Ronald Acuna's numbers were so eye-popping last year because of the home runs and stolen bases. The advantage that guys that can have speed have in the NL MVP market I think is just such a huge advantage, right? When Acuña gets on first base, it's essentially a double. Same thing can be said for Trey Turner. Obviously, Ohtani won AL MVP last year because of what he did at the plate and what he did on the mound. But I think for guys to win AL or NL MVP and beat out guys like Trey Turner, Corbin Carroll, Ronald Acuña, they're going to have to hit like 55, 60 home runs, drive in like 125, 130 bases. So if Turner can put together a complete season like he did for those couple of years with the Dodgers, like he did in the second half of the season with the Phillies, I think at 22-1, Trey Turner is definitely worth a look. All right, guys, let's throw away the bat, huh? Because it's March. Let's talk some basketball right here on the show. Send it in. Let's go off the glass and let's talk about some games that we have tomorrow. What a slate of college basketball. Five top 25 matchups in college hoops tomorrow. It all starts with number 24, Florida, at number 18, South Carolina. Now remember, there are no lines out for these games. We're just kind of guessing what the lines would be and what leans I would have in some of these games. We've actually been pretty good with our leans and our thoughts doing this the last couple weeks. Kentucky was my favorite bet last week. That hit. Loved Arizona State against Wazoo in that letdown spot. So South Carolina, Florida is going to be an interesting game tomorrow. I probably expect South Carolina to be like 2.5-point favorites against the Gators. I think Florida is one of the most dangerous teams heading into the NCAA tournament. Had a lot of transfers that they brought into their program. It took them a little bit to gel, but now that they're gelling, man, their offense is potent. Their defense is getting better. And I think going on the road and playing a South Carolina team, which should have a great environment early tip tomorrow in Columbia, I like the Gators, plus the points. I take them some money line as well. I think they're the better team. I think this is a good spot for them. Maybe there's a little bit of a look ahead with Bama upcoming on Tuesday in Gainesville, but I'll take Florida in that game against South Carolina. Then we got number 7, Kansas, at number 15, Baylor. Got to see if Kevin McCullough is going to play for Kansas. I would assume he's going to be out. He might not return until the NCAA tournament for Kansas. You watch that game against BYU, Kansas really struggles on offense without McCullough. They just don't have enough scoring options on the perimeter. They're not a very good three-point shooting team. They don't have depth, and they really struggled at the free throw line as well, which is a big concern. With all that being said, Bill Self does not lose many home games. Getting Kansas off of a home loss and having their next game be on the road against a very good Baylor team is definitely attractive, especially if we're getting Kansas at like +5.5, +6, something like that. I would lean towards the Jayhawks plus the points tomorrow. Then we got number 13, Illinois, at Wisconsin. Badgers probably going to be like 3.5-point favorites in this game against the Illini. Illinois got a terrific offense, top 5 in the country. Their defense the last couple weeks, though, has gotten tremendously worse. They're a great over team to bet, so maybe look at the over because Wisconsin's offense, especially at the Kohl's Center, can be pretty good. I like Wisconsin on the money line. We don't bet against the Badgers at the Kohl's Center. We're not starting tomorrow. Give me Wisconsin money line at home. Then we got a top 12 matchup, Marquette at Creighton. What a good game this is going to be. These teams on KenPom, pretty much even teams, so I'm thinking Creighton's probably going to be about a 5.5-point favorite tomorrow against Marquette. Last couple years, when you look at Creighton in these big-time matchups at home, when they've been favored, it feels like the dog is normally covered in these games. It feels like these games are always close. I know people are going to see a matchup like this tomorrow. They're going to think about when Marquette played UConn and how they got dismantled. And when Creighton played UConn, they dismantled them, and they're going to like Creighton at home. I kind of like Marquette tomorrow, plus the points. Not one of my favorite bets on the board, but I would lean towards the Golden Eagles, +5.5. Then we got Virginia at Duke. Duke, number 10 in the country. I'm thinking Duke should probably be favored by like 17 points in this game. Remember, the last 3 days we have hit on our logic of looking at these games where KenPom has these teams better favored by a certain kind of number, but the spread isn't the same. USC, Washington State last night, Washington State should have been favored by like 13 in that game. They were only 6.5-point favorites. They ended up winning by 3. Duke should be favored by like 17 tomorrow against Virginia, but when that spread opens, something tells me it's probably going to be in like the 10.5 range, and I have a feeling I'll probably be on Virginia tomorrow. Then we got Michigan State at Purdue. I like Michigan State in this spot. They're probably going to be double-digit dogs against Purdue. They're coming off 2 terrible home losses to Iowa, and Ohio State is 9.5-point favorites in both games. But guys, you know what time of the year it is. It's March. We back Izzo in March. I like Michigan State plus the points tomorrow. Game of the day is going to be in Tuscaloosa. Number 4 Tennessee, number 14 Alabama. Winner of this game becomes first place in the SEC. Tennessee's the better team. Bama doesn't lose at home, especially to SEC teams. They're really, really good. My advice in this game would be to live bet it. Bama's defense is terrible. This is going to be a game of runs. Because of how great their offense is and how bad their defense is, they're going to be 10-0, 12-2, 14-3 runs in the blink of an eye. So if you're able to get either one of these teams at like plus, you're able to get Tennessee at plus 8.5, Bama at plus 5.5, something like that, I think this is going to be a great game to live bet. And then finally, number 23, Gonzaga at number 17, St. Mary's. I'm thinking St. Mary's is going to be 3.5, 4-point favorites in this game. Another game that I would live bet, especially if St. Mary's gets up early. St. Mary's is trying to sweep Gonzaga. They beat them in Spokane earlier in the year. They're also trying to go undefeated in the WCC regular season. That is really tough to do. We all know Gonzaga is the standard in that league. If St. Mary's wouldn't want it any other way, they already got the one seed locked up heading into the conference tournament. It's tough to go undefeated in the regular season in your league, and it's tough to beat Gonzaga twice. I lean Gonzaga plus the 3.5 likely tomorrow against St. Mary's, but man, if we get a live bet of like plus 8.5, 9.5, 11.5 Gonzaga, I double down on him and take the Zags in that game. Kay Hilmers, PJ, what happened to your Dons in the second half last night? Looked like you had the right look. They couldn't hit a bucket first 5 minutes of the second half. Tell me about it, Kay Hilmers. I thought we had it. They came out. They played a great first half. They were down one at halftime, and that's unfortunately how college basketball goes sometimes. The kids stopped making shots, and that was unfortunate. So hopefully we bounce back today and tomorrow. And then what's your favorite college game tomorrow? Florida, South Carolina, Baylor, Kansas, all the ranked games. It's a good question. Of all the ranked games tomorrow, again, I really like the live betting opportunities if we get Gonzaga plus the points or Bama and Tennessee in a good spot. I don't love any of the ranked games tomorrow. If I had to make a play, I think Florida plus the points would probably be my best bet. I really like Michigan State, though, tomorrow. And again, look at the Virginia line, because Duke should be favored by like 17 in that game. If that game's closer to like a 10-point spread, I think I'm going to end up liking Virginia. And then Moist Cupcakes 11, I'm taking the Zags if they are getting points. St. Mary's is definitely going to be favored in that game. So I think you're going to get to Gonzaga at like plus 3.5, plus 4.5 somewhere. So if you like Gonzaga, you're going to get them at a good number. All right, real quick, talking a little glassatology. We've been running through these different seeds, what they're projected here in March Madness. We'll talk about the 8 seeds real quick, including St. Mary's. I think it's the same story with St. Mary's this year. They're a really good team. They're really well coached. They do their own thing. They play at a slow pace. They rely on their defense. With that being said, their defense isn't as good this year as it's been in the last couple years. In their non-conference, St. Mary's really challenged themselves. They played a bunch of Mountain West teams. They beat New Mexico, beat Colorado State, which is two really good wins. They did lose to Utah and San Diego State, however. For me, St. Mary's is all matchup dependent. Where they're really good is when they go up against high-octane offenses and can get them out of rhythm because of how slow of a pace that they play and how good their defense is. When they go up against teams that are also defensive-minded, that's when they can struggle. So for me, they're all matchup-dependent. Then you have Boise State. I think at best, Boise State's maybe winning one game. It's not a team that I would take seriously, pick to the Sweet 16 or anything like that. Oklahoma's an interesting team. They got a great tournament coach in Porter Moser. You might remember him with Loyola Chicago when they were making their runs in the NCAA tournament. They're a team that started 10-0. They had a really good non-conference resume. Potential interesting team depending on their draw. And then the Florida Gators are the 8th seed that I'm the highest on. That's a team that could go to the Final Four. So many transfers. Walter Clayton Jr. is one of the best players in the SEC. They can really shoot. Man, if their defense comes around too, Gators could be dangerous. They play a lot of guys. They rotate in a lot of big men. I like Florida heading in to the tournament. Let's go to Model Making Money. Talk with Lucy Burge here on Send It In. Any questions for Lucy, you can go to twitch.tv/BeckQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter @TheBeckQL app. Lucy, what are the 5-star plays BeckQL has for us today?
Yes. Hello, PJ. Happy March. The madness will begin soon. Happy March. Five-star play for today. There are two of them that I will bring you today. Pacers and Pelicans over 233.5 points tonight. The Pelicans have hit the over in three of their last five games at home, and the Pacers have hit the over in one of their last two games and in their last game on the road. The Pacers are also averaging 123 points scored per game, while the Pelicans are averaging 116. Points scored per game. So the BetQL model loves the over 238.5 as a five-star play in that one. And then going over to the Ivy League college basketball, Princeton -13 against Columbia. So Princeton has covered in two of their last three games, and Columbia has failed to cover in their last three games. And on the road, they have failed to cover in three of their last six. And Princeton is 5-3 against the spread at home. Princeton also beat Columbia already this season, 70-60. So the BetQL model is confident in Princeton -13 against Columbia as a five-star play tonight.
All right, very nice. Lucy, what about you? What are your favorite bets for tonight? What you have your eye on?
Yes, so I'm looking at a long shot from our BetQL.com long shots article, which you can find every day right there on BetQL.com. Mine today, because mine did hit last night. I will say it did hit last night. This for tonight, it is the Celtics to win by 16 to 20 points. Thank you, Sean. Against the Mavericks +500 at BetMGM. The Celtics have been blowing out teams lately on their way to winning 9 games in a row. They're going for another one tonight against the Mavericks, and Boston did just beat the 76ers by 18 points, the Bulls by 17 points, the Nets by 50, and the Celtics beat the Mavericks by 18 points the last time these two teams faced each other at the end of January, and the Mavericks have lost two of their last three games. So I think there's a really good chance the Celtics can beat them by a margin of 16 to 20 points tonight, +500 at BetMGM. And then I am also going to the Ivy League, as the BetQL model did today. My personal five-star play, Harvard Moneyline against Brown +120 at BetMGM. MGM. Brown has lost five of their last six at home, three of their last six total games. Harvard has won two of their last three games at home, three of their last five total games. And when Harvard and Brown last faced each other in January, Brown won by only 2 points. So I think Harvard can keep pace with them. A little bit of a revenge spot here, get those 2 points back and beat Brown +120 at BetMGM.
Very nice. All right, Lucy, now it is March, as you mentioned. It's March 1st. Very exciting times. Let's talk some college basketball. Who right now would be your pick to win the national championship if you had to make one?
The University of Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, UConn Huskies, absolutely far and away the best team in college basketball. I think they will take it all the way, take it to the hoop in this one when it comes to winning the national championship and repeat. It is the year of the repeat. So I think that the UConn Huskies will take the title once again.
All right, so you're liking UConn to repeat. And I got to give you credit, because last year you were on Miami to make the Final Four. They were one of your sleeper teams. They did just that. So right now, Lucy, I know we still got about a couple weeks until the brackets come out, but is there a sleeper team that you kind of have your eye on?
There is. It is UNC. They have won their last three games. I believe they actually just beat Miami. And they are, for a few weeks now, have been my sleeper team. They're +1,800, I believe, at BetMGM to win the whole thing. So I think UNC right now is my sleeper pick, my Cinderella story. Of course, I would love it to be Miami, but it's really tough to argue for them this season because it's not going so hot for them, so to speak. So I think that UNC is this year's Miami for me, and they are my long shot pick.
All right, sticking with the ACC teams. Yeah, Miami's lost like 7 in a row. So
I know,
so they're
tough.
Dumb. We'll see what happens with Carolina. They got Duke coming up in a couple weeks, so it'll be good. Lucy, great stuff as always. Happy Friday. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, PJ. Happy Friday. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And then something from our friends at BetMGM, the Fast Break promo. Once a day, the BetMGM free-to-play BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. You can play as the point guard, choose to pass to Kevin Garnett, pass to Jalen Rose, or you can take it in yourself for a dunk if you score. You get a prize. It's free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our BetMGM Fast Break will have the opportunity to win a reward if they score a basket. Time to wrap up the show. PJ's plays on Send It In. Let's go to our prop lock. Doesn't look like Kyrie Irving's going to play tonight for the Dallas Mavericks. They're going up against the Celtics, which means Luka's got to carry the squad. He's obviously going to score. He's going to have to rebound as well, but he's also going to have to get his teammates involved. I'm taking Luka over 8.5 assists as my prop lock. Game of the night in college hoops is going to be number 21 Dayton at Loyola Chicago. Even though it's the game of the night, doesn't mean we have to bet it. I have no thoughts on this game. It's going to be a coin flip, come right down the wire. Can't wait to watch it, but I'm staying away. My dog of the day is going to be Air Force, plus 16.5 against Utah State. Again, Utah State should be favored by like 23 points. According to KenPom, it's only 16.5. Air Force had that upset against New Mexico last Saturday. Maybe Air Force can keep it close against Utah State. That's my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp is going with Karl Anthony Towns over 22.5 points. He's had 21 or more in 10 straight games against the Kings. He's on Cat tonight. And then my best bet, I'm going to the NBA, and I'm laying the 15.5 with the Clippers against the Wizards. It's the second night of a back-to-back for the Wizards. Clippers had the day off yesterday. Not only is it the second night of the back-to-back for the Wiz, but they went to overtime last night against the Lakers. They're going to be tired, and their defense to begin with is already abysmal. I think Clippers win this game by like 35 points. I'll take the Clips minus 15.5. To recap, our best bets for today: Luka over 8.5 assists against the Celtics. Dayton Loyola Chicago is our stay-away game. Air Force, my dog of the day, plus the points against Utah State. Clippers, my best bet, minus 15.5. And Shawnee Sharp is on Karl Anthony Towns, over 22.5 points. Enjoy the college basketball tomorrow, everybody. It is March, best time of the year. 5 ranked games tomorrow. Can't wait to watch them all. It's going to be a great day to sit on the couch and live bet a bunch of these games. Good luck to all you guys. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.